T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Mike Giardi of the NFL Network is with us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Mike, you ever get the creepy deliveries to your house? Does that throw you off? I mean, I don't know what's going on.
It happens all the time. And then the dog is, you know, he's 100 pounds of a lap dog, essentially, but yeah. He's got a ferocious bark. So good. Anytime anyone comes near the house, he barks. And sometimes if he thinks he sees something or hears something, he barks. So then that freaks you out even more. Heaven forbid, we're not in the house. And the kids are here because, especially my daughter, like that's an instant phone call. Like someone's trying to break into the house. No, the Amazon guy just dropped something up on the thing, or your dog just saw a dust bunny roll across the front yard and he decided he wanted to bark at it.
Well, that's good. I mean, at least the dog's protecting the house, right? Would he actually do something if somebody got in the house?
No, it's a good question. I have a feeling he would just probably.
Yeah, I don't know. Sorry, somebody sent two – right during this break, I go upstairs, and somebody sent two bouquets of flowers to my house.
I saw the text, Bull. Yeah. That's weird.
Yeah, somebody – there's two bouquets of flowers. Doesn't say who they're from. It says for Bull and Fox, and one of them said for me, one of them said for Dustin. They were sent to my house, and it says care of Keith Britton. Like, that's a little creepy, no?
That's a little odd.
There might be anthrax in those flowers. I'm throwing them right out.
Get rid of them,
right?
Drop them off to that neighbor you don't like.
Yeah, I don't know. That's weird, man. I don't know.
Keith, you didn't send us flowers, right?
No, I would not send you guys flowers.
Would Keith send us flowers?
I don't know.
I mean, again, did you just meet him today?
No.
All right, Mike. Sorry, Mike.
That's important. It's important stuff we're getting into here, right?
We need to know what's going on nowadays.
This is very bizarre. Get rid of those now.
I know. I'm getting rid of them. I'm putting them outside. Next break, they're going outside.
We'll talk some ball with Mike in a minute.
Let's get to some football here, Mike.
Let's get rid of the flowers.
I'm thrown off by these inappropriate flowers.
Jesus.
Anyway, Mike. we were talking yesterday, and my partner here said one of the craziest things I've ever heard him say. And he said,
"Why are you trying to throw me under the bus every day?
I'm throwing you right under the bus here." He said that Tyreek Hill may be more valuable to the Chiefs than Patrick Mahomes. Mike, what do you think of that?
No.
Dustin Fox.
I mean, I understand his point because I understand Dustin's point in the sense that you keep hearing him talk about it on the broadcast. He's a human cheat code. You know, like there's nobody who can run with him at the defensive back position. I mean, when he knows where he's going and you have to try to cover that and you don't know where he's going, you're in trouble for sure. But I just think Patrick, I don't want his mom to get mad at me. Patrick is just so gifted at that position and really is sort of he's just taking it to another level right now. The off-platform stuff. His ability to keep things alive, the intelligence. I don't think we talk enough about his intelligence to that position because he can do so many things physically that we don't talk about his brain for processing the game, getting it to the right places at the right times. I just think, you know, he's the best in the league. I know Rodgers is going to win the MVP, but I mean, I would take Mahomes 100 times out of 100 right now.
Yeah, and listen, I look at more, you know, I play DB, okay? I don't know how you cover the guy. I mean, there's really you could put two defensive backs on the guy and do what? He could make six different moves and then all of a sudden then he's out the gate. Like he is so damn good. And this is not taking anything away from Patrick He's amazing. He's probably the best or top three quarterback in football right now. But I think with Kelce and with Tyreek Hill, I mean those weapons, man. If you've got a top five, top ten quarterback, I think any team is in the Super Bowl or at least in the conversation with those guys. That's my point, basically.
Well, let me ask you this: if you flipped it, like, and obviously I'm based in New England and have covered the Patriots for a bazillion years. If you take the Cam Newton you saw this year,
right,
who passed for 2,600 yards and 8 touchdowns and 10 interceptions in 15 games, if you put him on Kansas City with Kelce and Hill, and you took Mahomes and put him in New England with Jacoby Myers and N'Keal Harry and Ryan Izzo, who has a better offense? Who has a better season?
Kansas City.
Oh, you're out of your mind.
Dustin, I don't know that you watched Cam throw the ball this year. I don't know.
Here's my thing. All that Cam has to do is throw the football to the flat to Tyreek Hill, and he'll make 10 guys miss.
Well, why isn't he? Why isn't he getting 2,000 yards and leading the league in receiving every year? Then,
well, there's other guys on the team.
There's only one other guy, Kelce. The rest are just average guys.
Yeah, whatever. It's a fun debate. It's a fun debate. Cam stinks too, by the way.
It is a good debate, and I'll add one more thing on top of that. If you watch Cam Newton throw the ball into the flat this year, he completed about 40% of those. So I don't know that you could actually get the ball.
Let me ask you this, okay? If you put Baker Mayfield on the Chiefs and you put Pat Mahomes on the Browns, which team's going to the Super Bowl?
The Browns.
No doubt.
Wow. Okay.
No doubt.
Okay.
Come on now.
I mean, I like Baker, but I don't think Baker's elite. I think Baker, you can win with Baker, but you have to scheme it. And
fair
I
enough.
Think you saw Stefanski do that quite a bit with him. Could you imagine Baker with a healthy Odell and you know, I love Jarvis Landry. I think Pat would light it up there.
All right, we're talking with Mike Giardi. Mike, let's look at this matchup here, because as we get to the Super Bowl, and Patrick Mahomes has won, 25 of the last 26 games he's played, facing the all-time great in Tom Brady. I mean, it's really – let's start with that. Because the fact that Tom Brady has done it again, has gotten to the Super Bowl again, did you think that they were going to be this good this year? Are you surprised, or can he not surprise you at this point?
Yeah, he kind of can't surprise me at this point. And I guess to me, the thing that stood out was that he stayed healthy this year. And I think if you looked at the last 2 years in particular with the Patriots, and look, I know they won a Super Bowl in his second to last season in New England, and last year 12-4 after an 8-0 start and then losing the first round of the playoffs to Tennessee. But in both of those years, Tom took some injuries that Mr. TB12, he doesn't miss games, and that's to his credit. But he had some injuries there that really impacted his play at times. Not his arm so much, although he did have the elbow, but more, you know, lower body stuff that I think really sort of impacted the player that he was. And I think you saw, and look, any quarterback, as they get older, they're more protective of their bodies in the pocket because, look, they know I'm one hit away. I mean, you're one hit away at any point, but when you're 25, you tend to bounce back better than when you're 40. Well, he's now 43. But I thought this year got rid of the ball quicker than he did in New England last year, took less hits, took less sacks. I just think that his body held up this year, and I thought to me that the one thing that maybe would make Tampa regret this is if the body finally started to break down, and it didn't. To his credit, we know about his work ethic and his program and all he puts into it, and that's to his credit, but it's also to the credit of the receivers they have there because they're outrageously good, and the offensive line. I mean, Tristan Wirfs, you want to talk about, you know, maybe one of the most unsung rookies in the league, first-round pick. He might be the best rookie, might be the best right tackle in the league right now, which is really saying something.
Okay, so, is Tom going to, play till he's 50? Like, what's the year? Like, how old can Tom be and still do this?
I think 45 is the thing that they really have targeted. I think that's been the thing all along. Now, I know that there's been some bartering with his wife and his family on that idea, but right. I think look, I don't think he's shown any signs of wanting to give this up, and he's still able to do, you know, the TB12 thing is where it's going to go when he's done. I think, you know, people, he's going to get politics, he's going to do this. No, like, that's, he wants that brand. He wants to push the notion of, or not the notion, I mean, it's real, of health and healthy minds, healthy bodies. Like, that's going to be his thing. That's going to be his passion when he's done. But it's his passion now, but yet he can still play. And, he, you know, it's, I could totally see if he feels like physically he can keep doing this. I think, you know, 45 is a real number for him.
We're talking with Mike Giardi.
And that's crazy, sorry, too, Mike. By the way. 40, yeah. No, I was just going to say, that's crazy, too. I mean, 45 years old playing quarterback in the National nuts. Football League, like, it is nuts.
Not just playing, but, like, playing at a high level, right? Like, Peyton Manning eventually went off that cliff, and Brett Favre eventually went off that cliff. Those guys both had good years, you know, at an old age, but then eventually, you know, but even before Brady, I mean, he's not even close to being done. And maybe it's going to all of a sudden happen next year or the year after, and we'll be surprised. But he didn't even look close. I mean, he looked better this year than he did the last couple of years.
Yeah, I would agree completely.
It's crazy. On the other side, you got Patrick Mahomes, who we already talked about how great he is. And I said yesterday that if the Chiefs win this Super Bowl, as crazy as it is, I think he's going to end up breaking Tom Brady's record. Because, you know, you look at the Chiefs, and we spent a lot of time talking about Mahomes and Hill and Kelce, but it's not like they don't have a great offensive line, they don't have a great running game, they don't have a great defense. It's the best quarterback, the best tight end, and one of the best wide receivers, and they're, as a trio, they're impossible to beat, it seems like.
Yeah, I mean, they just do so many things offensively, and it's kind of funny, you know, that they got dinged at times this year, right, because they weren't running people out of the building. I think it was their previous eight games, they had won by a total of 32 points, you know, in those eight games. And you're like, well, there's just too much talent there. But I kept making the argument that they reminded me of an NBA team. And it was like, you know, we'll turn it on when we need to. And you know, that's obviously, you think that's a dangerous way to play, especially in the football where you just get to do it. You're playing once a week, you know, but they just have that ability to dial it up. And to me, one of the things that makes Mahomes so great, and I guess, and obviously he's got a long way to go to be in Brady's category in terms of, you know, 10 Super Bowl appearances and the 6 Super Bowl wins, but it's the he's impervious to pressure. It just seems like he's having fun. He's dialed in. Like, it's just, you know, I haven't seen him in a big moment thus far in his career look like crap, you know, look like, oh my God, what did he just do? Like, and I think you can look at Aaron Rodgers, who's a great quarterback, and it just happened this weekend. There were some moments this weekend, you said, what did he just do in that spot? Like, some things don't make sense. With Patrick, it always seems like, wow, he made the right throw, or he made some unbelievable throw that maybe most normal people can't attempt, but he can not only attempt it, he can complete it.
Mike, back to New England for just a minute. What the hell are you guys going to do next year?
it's an incredible question. I think we look at the potential for, I think last year was kind of crazy for quarterbacks and quarterback movement. I think there's the feeling this year that it's going to be even crazier, with obviously some big dominoes already, you know, set to fall with Matt Stafford. They're going to deal him out of Detroit. Deshaun Watson appears intent on getting the hell out of Houston. And I don't know that any, you know, hire, whether it's Leslie Frazier or Eric Bieniemy or anybody, is going to save that relationship. So you're already going to have some big movement there. And obviously, I can't imagine any scenario in which Houston trades Deshaun Watson to New England. Stafford, on the other hand, you know, with a $20, $21 million contract, and the Patriots with around $57 to $60 million under the cap right now, depending on where it's going to be, they're one of a few teams, I think, that are positioned, if that's what they want to do, to go out and make that sort of move. But I think, look, I mean, I think Jimmy Garoppolo could be in play because San Francisco might be looking for something better. And I know that both Bill Belichick and Josh McDaniels didn't want to trade him when they did. To Tom Brady's credit, he outlasted the succession plan, so they didn't really have much of a choice. But I think both those men felt like, if Garoppolo stepped in for Brady, that they wouldn't skip a beat. Now, we don't know how it would look in the fourth quarter of a close game, and we saw Garoppolo in the Super Bowl last year, overshoot Emmanuel Sanders in that big moment, and that's probably the thing that's going to go down on his tombstone, football tombstone right now, of that moment and not being able to make the play in that moment. But I think there's a lot of different options here. You know, if take a look at the Jets, if they decide, you know, Zach Wilson or Justin Fields is the number two pick, then does Sam Darnold become available? I just think there's a lot of different dominoes that are going to fall. And, you know, I certainly know that they can't run it back the way they did, for as much as they pumped up Cam and love Cam's leadership and his willingness to work. I mean, you can't have a quarterback in this league at this time where numbers, passing numbers are insane, throw for 2,600 yards. You can't do it.
It's going to be a crazy offseason with a lot of potential quarterback change, no doubt. Mike, last thing, you mentioned before, you don't look at Baker as elite. You look at him as a good quarterback you can win with. I think that's fair. And he's put himself in that class, right, with the way he plays. An upgrade from where we thought of him last year and going into this season. He played great the second two-thirds of this season, played really, really well. Are you someone who believes the Browns will – you know, they've reached this level of the playoffs for the first time in a while. Are they going to be an in-the-mix playoff team for the next bunch of years or a one-hit wonder?
I think they're in the – I mean, look, I don't – and you guys are around it more than I am. Obviously, you're in the city and you're breathing it every single day. But from my perception and from the people I talk to, I just think Stefanski has such great respect in the process that they went through to sort of get to this point and the way they're building their roster – it kind of reminds me a little bit, I mean, there's some different similarities to it, different little nooks and crannies to it, but it kind of reminds me of what the Bills did. It took the Bills a little while to get to this point, but now with Brandon Bean and Sean McDermott, they've built this program, and I think Cleveland's starting to build a program, and I think that's – culture means so much. I mean, obviously talent means a lot, too. You got to have the quarterback, but yep. Baker showed signs this year. Now can he take that next step? Can he put you on his back a couple times next year and win games? I think that's going to be big for the future of Cleveland and that organization.
Thanks, Mike. Good stuff. Awesome, your recommendation, man. I'm getting rid of those flowers.
Burn those flowers, man. Burn those flowers. Wash your hands because you don't know what could be on the packaging. You don't know.
Exactly. They're going out.
Thanks, Mike. Awesome
thanks,
stuff,
Mike.
Man.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Mike Giardi, good to chat with him. NFL Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.